First reading is Psalm 89, verses 1 to 4 and 19 to 26. It can be found on page 597 of the Church Bible. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have exalted a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant, with my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him, surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute, no wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over rivers. He will call out to me, you are my Father, my God, my rock, my Saviour. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And the gospel reading is taken from Luke's gospel, which is in the beginning of the New Testament, chapter 1. Verses 26 to 38, and can be found when I find it on page 1026 in our church Bibles. And this morning, Jackie's going to be speaking on Mary preparing for the birth of Jesus. So in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You'll be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will have no end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Jackie.
Well, good morning. Now, that is one of my favourite readings. It was the first time I ever spoke in church 23 years ago at a carol service, and the place was heaving. And I had never spoken in public before in my life, and I had that lovely little memory of that programme called Bread. You are far too young to remember it, but there are people in this congregation who will remember Bread, all about a Liverpudlian families who always used to go, "Greetings," and I couldn't help but stand there and say, "Greetings," in the sort of same Liverpudlian accent. So it brings back happy memories. Now, Mary preparing, that's a big title. And when I first read the passage, I found no mention of Mary visiting antenatal clinics for checkups, or going to supermarkets for nappies, or even going to buy prams from Mothercare, although I now understand that that would be impossible for most of us anyway. I quickly came to the conclusion that Mary wasn't preparing at all. Her health visitor would have words to say. I decided a far better title would have been Preparing Mary. Here we have that well-known story of many a nativity play. An angel turning up to tell Mary she was going to have a baby. Now, it is unlikely that in 21st century UK, with the advent of modern medicine, that Gabriel has much to do. However, miraculous births, as the media like to refer to them, do occur. And this normally triggers a flurry of activity on social media, with people pulling together to offer pushchairs and cots and the like to overwhelmed and somewhat shocked parents. You see, no matter how natural or expected a birth is, being prepared for parenthood is a whole different matter. Because once you're a parent for life. And being a parent changes you. It affects you even after they've grown up, let me tell you, and have produced little ones of their own. Someone I know very well once told me as they cradled their first grandchild, they became overwhelmed with the sensation that they'd do anything to keep that little one safe and happy. A feeling, I might add, that they have told me has intensified with time. And they're now a grandparent of about four. The problem is, being a parent is not something you can prepare for. You can move ornaments to higher shelves, you can put locks on cupboards, and you can adhere to health and safety to your blue in the face. But really, being a parent is a lesson that unfolds day by day. And yet here, we hear Mary getting a bit more detail about the future than perhaps we'd think was necessary. Even down to his name. Now, really, I know some of us struggle with decision making, making them as the last minute as we walk into the registrar's office, or even coming up with some really off-the-wall ideas. A friend of mine called her son Moonchild back in the 70s. I'm sure he's never forgiven her for that. But as far as I've heard, only Mary has had divine help. Gabriel then gets into his swing and all sorts of information comes forth as to what this child will be getting up to in the coming years. You see, this was all about preparing Mary down through time, from his birth, to his eventual death, but also down through time preparing each one of us for the advent of Christ. Now, advent comes from the Latin word adventus, which means arrival or the coming. It's a time when we in the church prepare our hearts for the celebration of coming of Christ, the arrival of God coming to live with his people in his creation. Now, this is where I say 3 years ago there was a film in the cinema called Arrival, but anyone who was up quite late last night would have seen it was on Channel 4 as well. It is one of my favourites of modern times. It's a science fiction film which has lots of subplots, tells of the arrival on Earth of aliens, as it would do, who actually mean no harm to us, which is, I have to say, quite an odd storyline for Hollywood to start with. Normally, you end up chasing them around the planet in jet fighters, but no, they mean no harm to us. Basically, the aliens know that at some point in the future, they're going to need mankind's help, and that for us to be able to help them, we need to be able to communicate with them. We need to work together to learn their language. The film tells the story of our journey, mankind's journey, towards that understanding. That help would be given, that could be, but could we rise to the challenge? Could we do our bit? And it reminds me in so many ways of the journey into parenthood, which parents do daily which Mary was facing all those years ago. The angel came to prepare her for the struggles, the challenges, the sacrifices, and the heartbreak of parenting Jesus. It was, after all, a distinct possibility that she'd have to do it alone. Joseph might not have bought in. The village might have cast her out. There is an old African proverb which states that it takes a whole village to raise a child. That's how many interactions a child needs to become a well-rounded grown-up. But interactions in a safe environment, the village. Because you see, a village would give that provide that mix of young and old in a very safe setup. But not just for the child, but for the parents too. All parents need support because our children make us vulnerable. And then, because that's what children do, they exploit our weaknesses. But in a group or a team, others' weaknesses are covered by others' strengths and vice versa. The film Arrival revealed the need to work as a team for mutual support. The proverb tells us about it in plain words. And Christian baptism helps us all acknowledge we are part of something much bigger than our own personal size universe. James and B are part of creation, the creation in which we all live and some thrive. They are part of the creation in which we all dwell and have our being. The words we've just heard in the baptism service indicate a willingness to give following Jesus' way of living a go, to practice it daily, to be role models for James and B, just as we all practice it daily and act as living role models for others. No, we're not perfect. No, we don't have all the answers. And no, we definitely don't get it right 100% of the time. But then, let's face it, life on a pedestal is somewhat drafty and lonely. But we communally acknowledge when we get things wrong and try and put things right, or at least learn from it and grow. Baptism is admission into the Church of England. So James now is not only part of your loving family of grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunts and great aunts, but by baptism he's also part of Christ's family. And just as biological families give love and support to new parents and their little ones, so can the church. There are lots of fun activities for toddlers, messy church, Christingle services, toddler groups. But that's just for the little ones. Yes? No. Because they're run by people with listening ears and open hearts. People who are there to support you and as you navigate the difficult world of 21st century UK and being a parent within it. Being a parent is fun, but it's also challenging. Modelling Christ-like behaviour and attitudes is hard work at times, but it isn't something that has to be done alone. So no, I can't stand here and do a Gabriel foretelling what this young man is going to get up to. And I rather suspect, as parents, you'd think that you best left that shrouded in mystery right now. But then again, neither does the church just vanish off, like Gabriel did, in a puff of smoke. We are here, when and if you need us, with a cup of tea, a biscuit, and lots of fun. So may God bless us all this Advent time as we all seek to live as God would want us to, bringing a piece of heaven down to earth, seeking the best for all, seeking to bring justice and equality to the people we meet day by day. Amen.